Matthew Suckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, providing you a video on the topic of unconditional election. And one thing that Calvinists try to do and have to try to do is change the meaning of the word foreknowledge in the Bible. And so two common places are in Romans chapter 8 and in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, where it's very clear that foreknowledge comes first. Now in Romans 8, it talks about foreknowledge first, and then they try to say, well, no, wait a minute, you're predestined to salvation, and then comes foreknowledge, when that's not what it says in Romans 8. Well, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, this is what the Bible says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Now, they see that we're elected unconditionally, just kind of randomly by God, but the Bible says elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. What does that mean? It means God foreknew. He knew what was going to take place. In the context of 1 Peter, what we see in verse 5 is, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. So God knew who was going to put their faith in Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. And so the elect are those that would put their faith in Jesus Christ, and God foreknew ahead of time who was going to do that. Now that makes perfect sense, because obviously God's all-knowing. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows everything. So God foreknows what's going to take place. But it doesn't mean that he forces it to take place. It just means that he foreknows. And so the only way that Calvinists can get around these verses, which are some of their favorite verses, is when they change the meaning of the word foreknowledge. Because they love all the verses that talk about elect, but what's consistent is the Bible always talks about God foreknowing what's going to take place. Not forcing it to take place, but God foreknew ahead of time what was going to take place. Thank you, and God bless.